Miles of Kabul. No, I know I did a lot of segments about Miles of Kabul, and I've been keeping off on the Miles of Kiev stuff, because I'm sure people would want to wait and find out the really funny stuff. So you may have noticed he also buggered off back to Kiev for the war. And I thought we'd go through and just have a little bit of fun about what he's been up to.
Wait, is this an actual image of Miles?
Yes. So let's start off with his Africa trip. This is we'll get into that at some point, I'm sure, but I just wanted to mention the last bit out of this that I found funny. He said that he went to Wakali Woods. I don't know how you say it.
Wakali Woods.
Yeah, who were the producers of Who Killed Captain Alex, a wonderful film. Love it.
I need to watch it. I'm aware it's very famous.
It's such a meme. And apparently he starred in it. So he's just,
oh, okay.
I don't know. So
honestly, I want to star in a Wakali Woods film. I want there to be action shots of me with a shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very jealous, I must say. But let's go to the next link because there's more stuff going on. He did go to Ukraine before the war. And as you can see, he says, refresher when he was in Donetsk. He befriended some soldiers, got a free uniform, wore a Putin mask, yelling at the Russians, and then went on an abandoned Air Force base. Jolly times. Very good fun.
Yep.
And he still has that uniform.
He even spent time with Putin right there.
Putin himself.
He tried to talk him down, but he just couldn't convince him.
So then he left, and then the war started, and he was like, oh boy, here I go again. So he went back, and he started off by tweeting Ukraine, or at least he did this, and he's helping. He's helping. No, he actually is helping. He did go there and do some good stuff. So we go to the next one. We can see there are two aspects to his trip that seems, one, reporting, goofing off, and the other aspect being charity work or trying to help some people. So the first one is just the live stream from Kiev of the shelling and gunfire. If we go to the next one, there's no point playing them because they're just big old live streams. But if we go to the next one, then we can see that there is also him saying that the lights went out, we've lost power, and there's just him like thumbsing up, just being like, hey, yeah,
like, I'm still having a great time, guys.
I'll live stream later, guys. Which he did. So
one thing I do like about Miles is that he's got a relentlessly optimistic attitude towards everything.
Unbelievably charming as well.
Yeah,
that attitude,
it's honestly refreshing nowadays.
We go to the next one, we can see also the fact that he's donating most of the money or everything he gets out of this for charity. So this is one where he said he took a bunch of donations from people and has passed on to Chocolates for Peace. So this is an organization that gives, as you can see, Mars bars and whatever else to kids so they can feel a little nicer about the war. You know, cheer them up for a minute, at least.
Yep.
So that's always nice. If we go to the next one, there's the second live stream he did, which was hilarious. I don't know if you can get the timestamp, John. No, I don't know if that's come up, but there's a timestamp in the middle of there where of him with his press pass. I don't know if you can see the press pass because it's so fake. Yeah, there you are. So it's just a picture of him with the word press on and a QR code that doesn't lead to anything. So he's just carrying that around.
So it's that easy?
Yeah, he got stopped by the Ukrainian army. We're like, what the hell are you doing here? You're in a restricted area. You showed them this. They went, oh, press, go ahead.
Come along, sir.
I don't know how to do Ukrainian accent, but that worked. And he's just laughing about how, yeah, it's that easy if you just play the part. If you go to the next live stream, there's also him pointing out him walking through the tunnels there, trying to get away from the shelling, and I think this is Kharkiv, which was being encircled and turning to hell whilst he was there as well. You might...
To be honest, like, having people on the ground, I've pointed out before, like Miles, is actually useful to get a more, I would say, accurate estimation of what it's like on the ground.
We can find out what's happening as well, which I will mention in a minute. But the reason he transferred from Kiev to Kharkiv is apparently, if we go to the next one, he went on a rescue mission, which is funny. So you see here, he says, remember that elderly man stuck in Kharkiv without his meds or food? Trains are still running. I'm going to go risk it on Tuesday. And then he went there.
Oh.
I don't know how the rescue mission went. We've also... Well,
that's still lovely, though.
Yeah, we also... John gave him a rescue mission as well, and apparently loads of other people have, so he's just goofing around, trying to help people who need to get out of hell holes right now. We go to the next one. He, whilst he was there, was hanging out with the military. As you can see, getting a lift from some lovely chaps and their lovely guns. Hey, okay, let's go to the next one. You can see him hanging out with the military there as well. Almost got arrested. Now I'm eating dinner with Ukrainian forces. Sorry, Uranian, as Biden said.
Have you got the one where he was just being transported by a military group of Ukrainian women?
I haven't. I didn't see that
one. Did you not see that one? That was great. Miles looked like he was really enjoying himself.
I imagine he was. There's pictures of him there with some of the rifles. He's got some wonderful food. Oh boy, that does not look great, I'll be honest, mate. Although he was very happy for it because food is tight, apparently.
Making that look a little bit better.
Yeah, there was, canned turkey in chunks?
God. You've got a stronger stomach than me, Miles. Fair play to you.
Food is food. We go to the next one. We can also see him saying that he's also got some spoils of war. So, quote, a desperate gamer in the front lines accidentally left their graphics card, so we picked it up and are delivering it so they can play Call of Duty after shooting IRL for 8 hours a day. Lol. I thought this was like he just stolen an image off of Google Images for a laugh.
No.
I reversed Google Image Search this. It's not. No. Yeah, this is his image.
No. All right, you're running away from shelling. What are you going to do? You're going to keep a hold of this?
It's just in my head. How does that work? Because he's brought that graphics card from home, or he genuinely has just found a graphics card on the ground.
No, to be fair, I could see some like gamer TM like trying to escape the wreckage, but also trying to bring their graphics card with them for later. My only valuable possession, and then dropping it.
Apparently, he tried to deliver it to some guy, and he said he could keep it. So spoils of war as well.
Yeah, sorted. Nice.
There's that. But on the actual reporting on the ground, there was a story that propped up in the middle of this war that I was very interested in, and a friend of mine was as well, because he knows people who were there, because he used to work in the games industry. Stalker. You know the Stalker games?
Yes.
Apparently their offers were bombed. So we go to the next
one. Oh, really?
We go to the next one. This was a rumor that was floating around. Rumor has it that the studio behind Stalker 2 has been bombed. I can't confirm or deny, so within 2 to 3 days, I'll check it out for myself and post the footage. If it has been bombed, I'll see if there's anything I can recover from inside to protect it from looters. And if you go to the next one, he did do his duty, as you can see. He organized how to get there. He was like, going to go get to the bottom of Stalker 2. And then the next one is him actually giving us the story. Good news, everyone.
Hey!
I visited Stalker 2 studios, and it looks untouched. There were false rumors about the bombardments damaging the buildings, but it looks like that was complete fake news. So, good to know.
To be honest, it's a bit memey to go make sure that Stalker Studio's okay. But genuinely, at least we know.
Yeah, well,
it's really useful.
There's a friend of ours who actually knew people who used to work like in the apartment. I think it was above it, below it, or next to it or something. So we were quite worried.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. If we go to the next one, we can also see more news here. So this is him now trying to get out of the place. And as you say, as he says, absolute chaos at the train station with lines for hours of people trying to get out.
Lines.
Fighting between men who aren't allowed to leave and military staffed tasked with bringing order to the situation.
And that is interesting because we all know that the fighting age men aren't being allowed out of the country.
No Syrians.
And it doesn't sound like that they're particularly happy about that either. You want me to stay and die? No, thank you.
Go to the next one because we can see him updating us the situation on that. Apparently the military was then firing warning shots in the air at Kharkiv train station to stop people from getting pushed onto the train tracks. Apparently one child fell on the tracks. I presume they then picked her back up before the train left or anything bad happened. But there's that. Also, he says in here, it's almost as bad as the London Underground. Everyone's shoulder to shoulder. It's not wrong.
You can't help but just throw a little spice in there. I love him.
Which he also did with another post where he gave an interview to some newspaper. And as you can see, the headline here, he says that, well, it's not as bad as Birmingham. So,
I mean, have you been Birmingham recently?
Yeah. Apparently some Birmingham residents took offence to this.
Of course they did.
Someone messaged him, Mr. Liam here, so saying, oi, you stupid... See? How you even say that Ukraine feels safer than Birmingham? Are you effing mental? Do you want me to beat the S out of you and put you in your grave early for your stupid words? To the press, I hope you suffer, you incompetent C-word.
Sounds like a Birmingham lad.
Yeah, so the Miles just sent back his current location and said, come to my location then.
Oh, come at me, bro. 1v1 me rust, bro.
Safe in the Birmingham, come find out.
Yep.
So apparently he also leaked his location on the internet with one of these posts. So then he could be a bit panicked because he was like, oh crap.
Yeah.
The Russians might find me. So will Liam come and beat him up? I don't know.
Stay tuned to find out.
Go to the next one. He's also been doing interviews with GB News and InfoWars and everyone else. And if we go to the next one, we can see that he's donating the funds he gets from these things, as you see, to Chocolates for the Children there again. And people... Some people, a lot of people still hate him for some reason. They're just like, you're an edgelord who just wants attention. And he's like, okay, I'll take it back if you donate. And he's like, well, here's the donation.
Surely he's the opposite of an edgelord. He's super wholesome with everything he's saying.
Yeah, like most edgelords don't actually go and do nice things.
They don't give away all their money.
Well, again, like he's paid 300 quid for doing the interview. And it's like, yeah, here's the 300 quid.
Catholic as well?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of many Catholic edgelords.
Catholic priests.
Oh, I wasn't going to say it, okay?
Let's go to the next one. It says there's also him updating where he is at now, which apparently is my friend is meeting me in Poland. He's got out on a train going back there. On Monday, we are buying a trash car and driving supplies into Ukraine. We'll drive to Kharkiv and give people free taxi rides to the Polish border. Hee hee.
It's just the little adding of the hee.
Yeah, apparently there was a guy during the Yugoslav wars who did the same, who just brought like a car and then started just getting people like refugees, just driving them out in his car.
Fair play.
He's Well, yeah, good things. Yeah. I mean, this we're recording this on, what is it, Thursday morning?
Yeah, so the 10th.
If he does get drone striked by the time this goes up, F's in the chat, I guess. But
fingers crossed that doesn't happen.
Yeah, never encouraged him to do this, but as he says, there's nothing, as he said about his friend saying it to him, there's nothing we can do. We can only encourage him in the sense of just let him do it. There's not much more you can do to stop him.
Yeah, we've had him in the office. He didn't seem like a guy who was easily dissuaded from things.
I did say to him, maybe you should see a psychiatrist about the dead bodies and maybe you should stop risking your life. And he was just like, yeah.
Not one day, maybe.
And then the last thing to mention, which is apparently he's set up his own company, Routledge Adventures Limited. So he's setting up a tourist company, which... There are a lot of dark tourism companies out there who go to places like this, and he would just be another one, which I can't wait to sign up for the tickets.
Yeah, we'll go on an office trip, eh?
Tax deductible. Anyway, that's Miles of Kabul becoming Miles of Kiev. God, I hope you're all right. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this contemplation series by Josh and John here on a country profile on... Very topical, Ukraine, of course. And if you want to find out what else Josh is up to, you can follow him at Getter at @Josh_firm. Thank you and goodbye.